This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by George Wies, and we're talking about the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. They're going to be having a concert this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Christ Episcopal Church. That's off Route 16 in North Conway. And you can find more information by checking out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society on Facebook. George, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here on a beautiful snowy day in the valley.
And you actually helped piece this whole concert together.
I did. This was an exciting thing to undertake. As I often say to folks who ask me how my life is going during the month of December, this is the season that everybody likes to hear classical music. We have choir concerts, we have orchestra concerts, we have all kinds of things going on, and then it somehow disappears in January. So when the Choral Society decided to do something a little bit different this season, I was very excited to explore the realm of after Christmas music.
After Christmas music. What quantifies after Christmas
music? Well, that's a great question. I'd love to talk about it. So our wonderful choral society, which has about 50 singers, all local singers, not auditioned, a really diverse group of people with diverse musical interests as well, decided to do not one, but two concerts for what I call the holiday season. We joined back in early December with the Mountaintop Community Orchestra, and we did a Christmas Pops program, a great little family concert that had singing and orchestra and dancing and such. And then we hunkered down for some more rehearsals through December and put together this program of after Christmas music. I structured it from two angles. I thought, well, of course, there's the classic Christmas story, the birth of Christ.
Sure.
So the reason for the season. So what happened after Christmas? Well, we've got all this great choral music from this beautiful realm of traditional music about the Epiphany season and about all of the church feast days after Christmas, different saints days, and this type of thing. So I had that angle to explore and a wonderfully rich musical tradition there. And that led me to think about the star of the Epiphany. As a matter of fact, this program, if you're following a church calendar, takes place on Epiphany Sunday. So January 6th is the 12th day of Christmas, Epiphany Sunday. That got me thinking about the star. It got me thinking about living here in the Northeast. This is the season of short days and long nights. And I thought the Epiphany season is really about light. So that was the other angle that I came in to music about light. I had so many wonderful composers at my disposal to explore music from. So if you're a follower of classical music, even peripherally, there will be some familiar names on this concert. Bach, for one. Mendelssohn is another. And then there'll be some more unfamiliar names from the choral world. Healy Willen is one. We have a wonderful piece called The Three Kings, which is about the visit of the three kings bearing gifts to the stable and to the Holy Family. Most choral music is written in four parts: soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Healy Willen wrote this one in six parts. So the sopranos and altos, who would normally each have their own part, have to divide up into three parts. The tenors and basses, who would normally just each have their own part, have to also divide up into three parts.
Wow.
And they have to do all of that without any help from the piano or the organ. They have to do that just with our voices. So that's been a wonderful piece to rehearse and put together. It's really quite a glorious piece called The Three Kings.
Sounds remarkably complex as a piece.
It is, and it's been fun to explore some of that. I always like to find pieces of music that give us something to sink our teeth into working on as a group, but at the same time give the audience a really accessible experience, a music that you could come in, and even if you don't have a lot of experience listening to choral music, you could really relate to it. You could listen with fresh ears and have a joyous experience, something that the whole room of performers and listeners can really share in.
So if you're just tuning in, it's the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society's Sunday performance, 2 o'clock this Sunday, and that's going to be at the Christ Episcopal Church off Route 16 in North Conway. And you could check out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society for an official listing on this event. It's going to be featuring After Christmas music, which covers the period after Christ's birth. Obviously, everybody's heard the 12 days of Christmas, but you don't really think about it as much today as compared to the way they used to think about this sort of stuff. This used to be a whole winter experience,
that's
a season,
right.
Like a true season.
That's right. There are feast days. There's St. Stephen's Feast Day, which, of course, the carol Good King Wenceslas is about St. Stephen's Feast Day. We're not doing that one this year because we just did it last year. But, you know, there's the Feast of the Holy Innocents, which the Coventry Carol refers to. We are singing that on this concert. There's a piece by Mendelssohn called There Shall a Star, and it talks about the star that will appear. Beautiful piece by Mendelssohn that incorporates a chorale from earlier composer Bach. I've also chosen a piece that the concert is named for. We're calling this concert Choose Something Like a Star. Mm. There's a great poem by Robert Frost that many folks around here are familiar with Robert Frost's poetry. And Robert Frost wrote this wonderful poem that has nothing to do with Epiphany or religion or anything, called Choose Something Like a Star. And I just happened to make that connection when I was putting music together for this program. And I read the poem and I found this wonderful setting by composer Randall Thompson for choir and piano. The line that really sticks with me is that when you get pulled in a lot of directions, sometimes you just need an anchor. And we have the choice. We could choose something like a star to fix ourselves upon. And I liked that imagery very much. The line from the poem is that when the mob may be swayed too far one way or the other, that we can choose something like a star. So that's our finale for this concert, and I think it ties in the music of light, the music of the Epiphany season, and it brings it all together in one poem from a New England poet and New England composer. So yeah, it also brings that local element to it.
I like that. I like that a lot, especially since it's like you're choosing your fixed point that you're going to. And with the Christmas season, we're talking about somebody who's the ideal person that you're supposed to be more charitable and loving.
Absolutely.
Towards your fellow man. So that sounds like a perfect song to wrap everything up with.
Absolutely. It's a short concert. It's only about an hour concert. And we thought this would just be a nice way to punctuate the end of the holiday season as we transition back into the normal day-to-day, to really wrap up the season with a chance to go in the afternoon and sit and hear some beautiful music, and just to have that moment of rest, that moment that gives us a nice outlook and helps us keep that cheer and that charitability of the season as we go back into our daily and weekly routines.
It's the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society's Sunday performance, 2 o'clock this Sunday at the Christ Episcopal Church, and that's off Route 16 in North Conway. For more information, you could check out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society Facebook page. George, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.